The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When I say armadillo, most people think of the dark gray nine-banded armadillo that lives here in the United States from New Mexico through Louisiana all the way to southern Florida. However, you might not know there are a wide variety of armadillos living throughout South America. The largest is called the giant armadillo, which weighs over 150 pounds and can quickly dig a hole large enough for a human being to hide in. The smallest is the fairy armadillo of Argentina. It lives in dry areas and is about the size of your cell phone. Now, the word armadillo means little armored one in Spanish, a name they were first given by early explorers in the 16th century. And when threatened, these animals that are from light gray to brown will roll up, protected by their bony plates, making them immune to most predators. Now, armadillos have very primitive teeth. Instead, they catch everything from insects and worms to small reptiles with their sticky, worm-like tongues. In America, the nine-banded armadillo is increasing in numbers. It first moved to the U.S. from Mexico in about 1880 and now occurs in states all across the southern U.S.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.